Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. My friends, I've got breaking news. I haven't said this to you in 22 and a half years of broadcasting. I've never said breaking news. I'm not like the networks where they make your head jerk around with breaking news that isn't really breaking news. So when I say breaking news, you can believe me. So remember when 2008 happened and the Fed flooded the money, flooded supposedly the economy with trillions of dollars in cash? Most of that money did not get out to small businesses. It stayed in Wall Street, stayed in corporate America. And all along, all of the last 2 weeks, I've been worried about how would this be different? Will it happen again? Will small business owners get rolled under the bus again? Well, my friends, I know the answer now, and it's good news. You've been tracking the Congress's misadventures, and they're about to pass what they call the CARE Act, which would be allocate $350 billion in loan guarantee money to go that the SBA will administer. Now, that is a good process, but that is a process that's going to have some level of underwriting. Underwriting is where they check the risk of the loan, and it'll take longer. Underwriting means it takes longer. Just understand that. If they say underwriting, that means it's going to take longer. You need money today. So the fiscal money from the CARE Act and the SBA in down to your bank, that's the fiscal side. That's the slower side. It may come quicker than before, but it's still going to not be today, not tomorrow probably. But there's another side, and this is the part that the corporate America and Wall Street got literally that on a daily basis in 2008 and 2009. And this is where the Fed, this is a parallel universe source of funds. The Fed is going to go around that fiscal side with monetary help and through your bank. The bank is going to be the nexus of all this. Your bank is going to be the nexus of all this, of whatever help you get, short-term, long-term, emergency. They're going to be, it's going to all come through your bank because they're set up to do this. The Fed is not. The SBA is not. The SBA doesn't loan money. They guarantee money. The Fed doesn't loan money, but they regulate the people who do. And the banks are afraid of the regulators because regulators can gig them on poor quality loans, hurt their capital accounts, lower their ratings, and of course they don't like to make bad loans either because it costs them money. But right now I'm going to read some language from you from a memo that I got late yesterday that every banker in America is reading this right now. This is from the Fed directly to your banker. To minimize disruption and to focus on outreach and monitoring, the Federal Reserve will temporarily reduce its examination activities, with the greatest reduction in activities occurring at the smallest banks. That means community banks. That probably means credit unions, too. I don't know for sure. I'm sure it does. Now, here's what you got to remember. Every banker is reading this. I've talked to bankers. I've confirmed this with them. If you'd walked into your banker Monday and say, I need an emergency loan, they would have said, sit down, let's start the underwriting. They wouldn't have said it that way, but that's what they would mean. If you walk in there today, they're going to say, okay, I've got a memo here from the Fed. They call it the Main Street Small Business Lending Program. They've given it a name. They put capital letters on the front of each one of those words. It's as a name. So this is the difference, folks. Today is different from 12 years ago, 11 years ago. You can walk into your bank today if you're a business owner, and God, I hope to God you've got a business relationship with a bank, a banking relationship, and I really hope you've got one with a community bank. How many decades have I been telling you, you have to have a relationship with a community bank if you're going to be a small business owner? I do, and I've always have. Go into your banker and sit down and say, I need an emergency loan. They won't look at you like you just grew a horn. They will help you get it, the bankers still don't quite know how to give you the money exactly, but that's going to roll out any minute now, literally any minute. You can start the process today. I think there's an excellent chance that you could have funds available to you 24, 36, 48 hours, maybe even before you leave the bank. I don't know the exact answer, but that's what's going. There's a parallel universe of sources, one from the government that takes longer, one from the Fed that could be emergency immediate. Remember this, folks. Here's the good news. I don't know the terms either of the loan. It will be a loan, but eventually, to whatever degree you can confirm that you paid payroll, you made rent payments, you made utility payments, things like that, four or five things, that money over the period of the problem we've got, that money will be forgiven. Folks, you got to check this out. This is how you can keep your employees on payroll and keep them tied to you, and they won't have to take unemployment. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll keep you posted on this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.